Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome along to 21st Century Football, a complete guide to football since the year 2000. My name is Will Brazier, but you already knew that. And if you didn't, go and have a listen to the other episodes. Today we are talking about Yaya Toure, and I'm joined by an esteemed panel. To my left, a man wearing a white t-shirt, no shirt, three chains. My best friend, Statman Dave.
Two chains. Come on, you've got to get the stats right if I am the Statman. Just two sitting on there. But Yaya Toure is a player that you've got to appreciate in the Premier League. He's got to go down as one of the best central midfielders. One of the best goal scoring seasons ever, which we'll get into.
Yeah, I was working off my XC expected chains, which was three.
Always a problem. A
Joe McGrath, how are you?
Great to be here, guys. Great to be here, Dave.
It's quite nice to have someone that actually's on a mic that laughs at jokes now instead of it being a distant chuckle in the background.
Yeah, well, maybe just look at your own attitude before you start picking holes at mine. We are kicking off the episode like we do every episode. We've gone through that Wikipedia page. We've condensed it down. Who wants to kick things off just to get the key stat in there?
Dave.
No, it's a stat. No, it's a Wikipedia entry, no?
It's a Wikipedia entry.
Yeah, it's a Wikipedia entry.
I'm ready. Look, I'm ready. I need to write in. I don't know what I'm doing.
God fucking damn, 60s. Dave. But anyway, Yaya Toure is an Ivorian retired professional footballer who played as a midfielder and last played for Chinese Super League club Qingdao Huang Hai.
I'll tell you what.
You've absolutely smashed that.
I knew that you put that in there to try a bit of a curveball, but I've been working on my Chinese Super League teams, as maybe I'll be working in the Chinese Super League very, very soon. Toure aspired to be a striker during his youth and has played at centre-half for Barcelona in the 2009. That sounds crazy. 2009 Champions League final, of course. Going on to beat Manchester United.
I don't remember him ever playing as a centre defender. Do you?
Central. Because it says striker as well, but didn't he go to Arsenal on that trial? Because there's footage of him playing against Barnett as a striker, I think.
Really? So I think the first time I ever saw Yaya Toure was up for Olympiacos in Football Manager, and I think he was a forward then.
Was he?
A bit of a cam striker.
Well, that ties into what we were going to talk about on how he loves to blast the ball. Joe, you've got the next little insert.
Yeah, I've got this. In 2010, Toure moved to Premier League club Manchester City, where he scored a number of key goals, most notably the only goals in the 2011 FA Cup semi-final and final. Big year for that then. And he also helped City earn their first league title in 44 years.
That's enough about the football. I've got Touré was nominated in the Personality of the Year category at the 2014 MTV African Music Awards. Before you get your hopes up, guys, he didn't win that award.
That's upsetting, isn't
won
it?
Won a lot, but he not won the big one.
You look so confused.
As the personality, is it, surely to get into that category, you've got to be a musician or you've got to be involved in the music industry. I didn't realise Yaya Touré was deep in MUTV.
Dave, I think the kids say stay in your lane, mate. If you don't know about the MTV African Music Awards circa 2014, don't preach about it.
Yeah, leave it out, Dave. That's for another podcast, mate.
Exactly. We've got the music one coming up soon. Yaya Touré, before we break it down, Dave, you said your first memory, Olympiacos. Was this when a young stat man was just spreading his wings on Excel, getting the spreadsheets
yeah,
ready?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first memory of Yaya was probably for Barcelona, but a bench player.
I thought that.
You know, a player that played, I think, quite a bit in Pep's maybe first season, more than he did in the latter seasons. But I think it was at City where he flourished and became a true complete midfielder, if there ever was one. I think Yaya had pretty much everything. You know, he appears to be a somewhat an enigma on the football pitch. You know, a player that's supposed to be a destroying defensive midfielder from Barcelona that came and actually played as a real box to box in the Premier League. But it was the perfect Premier League player. I think that was Yaya, the skills, the feet, as much as everything else.
Joe, pre Man City, because you know, for us this episode, sadly for you guys, is going to be dominated by Man City. But for me, I always feel, before Manchester City, obviously he wasn't this complete player that Dave spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when they signed him, I wasn't expecting what we got.
I think he looked like a spare part, and I think that's because Pep didn't know how to use him or just didn't want to use him. You know, when Pep plays a certain style of football, he has the plays he wants. You look at Aguero at the minute now for Man City, just kind of getting edged a bit out of their squad. They don't need that striker, out-and-out striker, in Pep's system. You can't argue with Pep because he's, you know, at the moment speaking top of the Premier League.
Yep,
do you know what I mean?
Manager.
He's a great manager. So Yaya Touré was his spare part, using different positions when needed. For example, 2009, sticking him at the back, you know, who's to know from 2009 that his move to Man City, you'd lead this sort of attacking lineup in the City team, you know, with Silva with him, with Aguero up top, and they'd go on to smash the FA Cup, picking up the first Premier League title in 44 years. He's a devastating player, but yeah, spare part for a lot of the time at Barcelona.
I'm but sure more of a like a utility man's probably a better way to
a
describe
James Milner.
Him. A James Milner, a Jimmy Milner. So Yaya Touré coming into the lineup for the Champions League final, Alves suspended, Eric Abidal suspended. Man United should have won that final. And I think we've got to give Yaya Touré quite a lot of credit for keeping one named Cristiano Ronaldo and Wayne Rooney fairly quiet on the night.
Well, he'd gone on to Manchester City and obviously he did have a lot of success. But the one season that, you know, the streets won't forget is 2013-2014.
The streets won't forget.
Statman Will's going to step up here and he's going to drop you some bombs. 35 appearances, 20 goals for a central midfielder. This is Premier League, guys. Set piece goals 10, assists 9, chances created 40, and a 90% pass accuracy rating.
Big.
For the season. These stats aren't easy, Dave. That's why I'll let you stick to it. But those are some serious numbers.
They are, no, for sure. Obviously, Yaya Touré, one of the best goal-scoring midfielders we've seen in the Premier League. And I think it was interesting to see him that year used in central midfield, but also in attacking midfield at times. The go-to for City that season was kind of play him as a number 10 when they were chasing games, and his drive from that position kind of pushed them through. They'd bring on Nigel de Jong at times, and you'd think it's a defensive change, but you're actually moving Yaya Touré up the pitch. And I think you look at the set-piece attempts and set-piece goals, 10 out of 13, a very, very good chance conversion. Some of those were direct free kicks, others were headers from corners. But I think the interesting one is that 20 goals and 9 assists, directly involved in 29 goals in 35 games from either central midfield or attacking midfield. That is incredible stats. And I think that's up there with Frank Lampard in terms of goal scoring numbers from a central midfield position. And a great year for City.
Can you enjoy that, Joe, as a Man United fan?
You know, it was a hard year for us that year.
There was some serious... I mean, Torre's banging them in as well, but
if,
Aguero...
If I'm right, Dave, do you remember this? Old Trafford... you know, sorry for bringing it back to United again, but Old Trafford derby, and I'm sure Moyes was in charge, and I'm sure it was Yaya Touré in that season scoring one of the goals to end David Moyes' career We got beat 3-1, if I'm correct. Yaya Toure absolutely demolishing a Manchester United weak in defence, practically sending, and we all know, a legend of the YouTube, Andy Tate, into an absolute meltdown.
Wow.
And that was because of the back of Yaya Toure having an unbelievable season that year and demolishing Manchester United. You can appreciate it, but it was tough to look at the time, you know. What a player, what a man, what a goal scorer. Jealous, maybe probably the best midfielder in the Premier League that season.
That season, they scored over 100 competitive goals, which was a record at the time, and I think still is. 102 they finished on. But Dave, that just ties back into what we were talking about with them stats, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think Joe mentioned that game. That's one of the times where I was watching an away team absolutely dominate Old Trafford.
Stand up and clap, would you?
Absolutely.
Hey, guy, come on. Have you ever done that, Dave? Have you ever stood up and clapped?
Come on, Reds. Let's get behind the City team, guys. They're doing well.
Absolutely not. But it was Yaya at 10 or in midfield. You had Nazari, you had David Silva, you had Edin Dzeko up front. It was an unbelievable front line and a great team. And then the only thing Yaya could look at maybe to improve stats.
Here he goes.
40 chances created in a season. You know, when we're talking KDBs knocking over 100, Jackie Grealish is doing the same. Look, if I were to say Yaya, you could have improved that season one thing, more chances.
How could you?
Really?
How could you?
I've done it.
How could you?
There we go. There's a question then. Peak Kevin De Bruyne or peak Yaya Toure?
Kevin De Bruyne. Come on, Joe.
Come on.
There's something about Yaya Toure. I like him.
I like his
grit, like his fight.
There's
I like
certain
his power.
Sparkle in your eye now, Joe. You look a little bit turned on.
There's something about that powerful midfielder that I love, that I miss out of the game. We don't
have to quite yet. Aggressive when you say
that. I'm not aggressive.
No, I know you're not going to hurt me, but a passionate way.
It depends. Yeah. And I do love him, but yeah, all right. Maybe it is Kevin De Bruyne, but he puts in a strong fight, Toure, for that question.
Also, I think it was at the start of this current football manager, who was a free agent, and I think I did a sort of speculative save for Salford, and you could actually sign him for about $3,000 a week.
Really?
Yeah.
What a waste of money.
How's Yaya Toure a ridiculous signing for Salford in League Two?
That's an unbelievable signing.
So when you look at football manager and old players, stamina is the key thing, because basically I think Yaya Toure probably had about a 6 stamina. So you're having to sub him off every game at half time.
Yeah. All right.
For me, I don't like the old guys.
I'm managing it for fun, Dave. I'm not there. I tell you what,
you don't take it seriously.
I might regret saying this, but you can shove your spreadsheet up your arse.
Oh, no, Dave, don't say that. I've got a question. Peak Neville brothers in your team or peak Toure brothers in your team?
Toure brothers, just for the song. Just for the song. Neville, Gary Neville, Philip Neville.
That song is good though, isn't it? Yeah. Dave, peak Neville's or peak Toure?
See, Dave goes for the stats, I'll go for the songs.
What's up, Dave?
That was incredible.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Completely throwing me off. No, I'd have the Nevilles.
What?
Oh, you coward!
What?
I think you'd have the Toure brothers over...
You'd have the Toure brothers over the Neville brothers, if we're being serious.
But then again, you've got to solve your problems. Do you need fullbacks or do you need a central midfielder and a centre-half?
I was thinking Phil Neville, not in a horrible way, but sort of brings that pairing down. But I did listen to a podcast with him, and when he went to Everton, very hard, like...
So you get graft.
He's very underrated. Yeah, I think he'd be a better player now in this era than he was.
I think?
Just graft, the captain, leader... And then even as a manager, as a coach as well, some of the things he's doing at Inter Miami, just some of the mic'd up sessions. And I know you have to be at that elite level, but he just looks very... He was just talking about, I don't know, I just sort of fell in love a bit with Phil.
Okay.
It's all right to say.
Are we missing any other brothers out of this equation?
Mitchell brothers?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, for a long time I thought Robbie and Roy Keane were brothers.
I can understand that.
You can understand that, can't you? But I'd have them too if they were brothers ahead of the Toures.
Any other brothers, quickly?
Any other good brothers, Dave, in football that you'd have over the Toures?
The Sutton brothers, your mate Chris and John?
Yeah, well, 100%.
I always used to sign John Sutton for Birmingham.
Really?
Yeah, he played for Motherwell, I think.
Why?
He was like a good target, man. Good for that level. What? He could have kicked on, but sadly didn't.
Unbelievable. What are you laughing at, Dave? What's Dave's going through his head? Why is he...
What's wrong with the Sutton brother?
You love Chris Sutton.
I was thinking about brothers. The De Silva brothers, obviously. Top class brothers.
Oh, the Raphael De Silva and Fabio. Brothers. Yes. Nah, still the Toure brothers over them too.
They've sort of gone on to do better, haven't they, since they left?
Nah. One of them went to QPR.
One of them played in a Champions League final. The other one played in a Champions League semi-final.
Ryan Bertrand played in the Champions League final, mate.
Yeah, and he won
true.
It.
So true. Yeah. So true.
goals.
Yes.
He scored a lot of them.
Love it.
What was your favourite Yaya Touré goal?
I'll go with his Aston Villa one. Now, if you can remember, it's in the dying stage of the 2013-14 season. You know, City just need to clinch it by getting a couple more wins. It's an absolute demolishing of Villa, as you pointed out before the show. It wasn't the best Villa side, was it?
No, it was one of the worst Villa sides ever.
But Touré picks up the ball in his own half and he just runs at it. Four defenders following him. Like, you know, like he's got, you know,
they look like children, didn't they?
They do. They look like he's playing against boys. He brings it forward. He gets it into the box. He batters it in the net. And it's an unbelievable strike. My favourite Yaya Touré goal. What's yours? I'm laughing because Dave's laughing. What are you laughing at?
No, mate. Straight description. I'm happy. Just thinking about goals, you know what I mean? I enjoyed the one against Arsenal.
Yes.
Left foot outside the box. Bend the top corner. Great goal. But also the Sunderland goal.
You're too much sugar.
I had some juice, haven't I?
It's green juice.
I think the Sunderland goal, I think FA Cup semi.
It's going to be mine, you little shit.
No, you can have the same.
No, he always does this.
No, he doesn't.
No, you've got to clamp
down. You should speak out first,
Will, you taught me through it.
Go on.
Outside, it's the Carabao Cup final, actually.
It's the Carabao Cup final.
It was actually the Capital One final at the time, so it wasn't the FA Cup, so obviously you haven't done your research. Ball comes out to the area, but it actually goes behind him, and he almost digs it out like a sand wedge out of the bunker onto the par four, and then he goes all the way back, winds it up, the power, the elevation, and it goes in the back of the net and wins the Capital One Cup at the time.
You can see why Will was annoyed about that. He practiced that this morning in the mirror.
He really did.
Pitching wedge, golf reference.
Nude.
That's natural, baby.
Lovely stuff. I think the most important goal for City fans has got to be the goal in the FA Cup final against Stoke.
Yeah, that's
got to be the one. The winner, 34 years of her, ended with that goal, Yaya Touré at Wembley. Yeah. And I think that was after he destroyed Michael Carrick in the semi against Manchester United.
Yeah.
Double trouble for United fans that season. But, you know, Yaya Touré will be remembered by City fans fondly.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickop. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
This year, Leaving Certificate students have new choices via the CAO. Whether you're going straight into the world of work or exploring routes to third level, further education and training and apprenticeships offer you flexible, hands-on learning opportunities. The future is full of possibilities. Whatever your ambition, further education and training and apprenticeships can help take you there. Your future is what you make it. Learn more at cao.ie/options. This is an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
Right, I've got a little game for us. It's only a game. It's you versus Will versus Dave. And
I've got a name for this game.
Go on.
It's actually something I've pitched the day before. It's called Stat versus Pratt.
Okay. Does that have much to do with the game itself?
Yeah, but this could be like...
Your Stat and your Pratt.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I thought so. Basically, if you remember, there was rumours of Yaya possibly leaving City because they forgot his birthday. Mm. Ooh, no one likes that, do they? So what I've done is I've gone on to famousbirthdays.com. What a site. I've gone on Yaya Touré's birthday and we're going to play a game of older or younger. I'm going to give you a celebrity who's got the same birthday as Yaya Touré. Are they older or are they younger than Yaya? Ready?
I saw a guy on TikTok a couple of weeks back and he was trying to get his birthday upvoted on famousbirthdays.com.
What, man?
I was like, I mean, that is an absolute... I mean, and that just describes where we're at in 2021.
To be fair, you look at the famous birthdays, you look who's on the list, I don't know half of them. But we'll go with this one. Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson.
What is he, older or younger?
Older or younger than Yaya
Rabbit
Toure.
Pattinson or Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson. Who's Robert Pattinson? That's a Robert Pattinson.
I'm going to go younger.
Oh.
Yaya Toure's 37, by the way.
When did Twilight come out?
Long time ago.
I'm going to go older.
Okay. Yeah, he's younger. Well done, Will.
Of course he is.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, tough one here. I might go older.
Yeah, well, there's not many famous people.
No wonder City didn't get Yaya or Kate. They're bigger fish to fry.
Right. Go on, what are you saying?
Older.
Correct. Here we go. Here's another one for you. Dennis Rodman.
Ooh, older.
Oh,
older.
Saying? Yeah, correct. You're both correct. Final one, Pusha T. Do you know the rapper?
Yeah.
Pusha T. Is that what he says? Yeah.
No, I was just doing the like I knew who he was, but I don't.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know who Pusha T is?
Come on, mate.
Yeah,
if he hasn't
put
done
down with the kids.
If he's not done a collaboration with the Kooks, I'm nowhere near it. I'd say younger.
What are you going for, Dave?
Older.
It is older. It's a push draw.
It real
fair
good.
Play to you. That's not push your team, but I like your commitment to the game. Well done. Draw.
Surely we can't leave it on a draw. Let's get Gary Neville's birthday out.
Who's older, Gary or Phil?
It's obvious that, isn't it?
Go on.
Gary.
Yeah.
Well, I would have said
you
Gary
know,
as well.
You didn't know, did you, Dave? That's why I was silent. Will wins. Game over.
What do you mean, Will wins? I said Gary.
You didn't know.
No, I'll walk.
That was Stat versus Pratt.
I can put reverb on that.
Love that. Let's move on to iconic moments now. I sort of think that ties into the goals, but where are we starting, Joe? Where do you want to take us?
Maybe we do go to what we've already mentioned, the FA Cup. That run, maybe we just take both the games, the semi-final and the final.
Is that something, as a United fan, especially until they got that silverware, that you always could sort of hold over them? And then when that went in, you thought, fucking hell, here we go.
I mean, there was a banner at Old Trafford, counting the years of how long it's been since they... lot of admin that, isn't there? You know, who's in charge of that banner, I wonder?
Well, obviously, we don't want to get into the politics of right now, but there's always a plane, there's a banner, there's a sort of tick sheet when we're going into these things.
Anyway, that banner had to be taken down. They knock United out of the FA Cup. And am I right in thinking that was one of the early years of the semi-finals being played at Wembley? Which kind of ruined it for me.
Don't
big
like
time.
That.
Not like it,
one
not
of the first
fun.
Of new Wembley.
Yeah.
I'd even say to go to Villa Park. And, you know, as a Birmingham City fan,
that's tough.
But, you know, you think, especially for you guys, Villa Park, FA Cup semi-finals.
Goals.
Great games.
Goals.
Hairy chests.
Ooh.
What was that? Who for?
Ooh.
Ooh. No, I'm going to take them two games as my iconic moments for Toure. Absolutely demolished United. Well, he didn't. He kind of broke the deadlock. He kind of made something work, make something happen, score a goal when it looked like nothing really was going to, you know, progress for City in both of them games. You know, both of them finishing 1-0. I think I'm correct in saying United struggled, but we had a good team then in 2011. We go on to a Champions League final and he just absolutely had us. And fair play, Toure. And then Stoke just put up a classic Stoke performance. City needed something special. Toure had it. Fair play. That's my iconic moment for... Yeah.
Statman Dave.
As much as I'd like to go into the Alpha Nikki with Olympiakos or the Greek Football Cup in 2005-2006... I would probably have to say that season where he was unplayable in central midfield, any of the goals, any of the moments, and how he changed games. I think that was the interesting side with Yaya. Came as a defensive midfielder, ended as a game changer. I'd probably put that down as one of his moments. Many of the times, we talk about Villa, there's a game against Newcastle where the same thing happened, scored an absolute banger in that game as well. He really carried City. With all their riches up front, Yaya Toure was the main man that season.
My iconic moment is when he slapped Eden Hazard about in the tunnel at the Etihad. And it's sort of one of them moments where I think he was being funny and he thought he was being funny and it was funny, but Eden Hazard just wasn't having any of it.
Yeah.
And for me, that's sort of his defining moment in the Premier League.
Fair play.
Gentlemen, it's time to end this episode. It's been great to chat about Yaya Toure, but we can't go without leaving and ranking him. Three categories. Would you go for a drink with him down the pub, which you can do outside as of recording? Would you play five-a-side? And how iconic was his career? Let's start with the drink.
I'm thinking I'd take him to TGI Fridays.
Really?
On his birthday.
I've never been TGI Fridays.
What?
Sorry, carry on.
Oh, you've never been in? You've
no,
never
what
been.
Happens? Something that happened on the
something
birthday?
Something happens on the birthday. Bit of a sing-song. You know, it's a special moment for me and him. We create a bond. He likes me. I like him. Maybe I can go to the next MTV Awards, you know, if he's up for African Personality of the Year again. I've definitely got an invite. Basically, well, in TGI's, when it's your birthday, all the staff gather around you, whether you like it or not, and sing a song. Well choreographed, well rehearsed, it kind of builds up, bit of a tempo, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, really? What, not like yeah, happy birthday?
Fireworks inside. No, it's not just saying happy
can
birthday.
Did you do a rendition, Joe?
Birthday. Happy birthday. There we go. And then indoor fireworks.
Really?
No, the indoor fireworks.
Is that complimentary if you went like, we could prank you and go, it's Joe's birthday today? And
I think back in the day, it was complimentary. Now you've got to sign up via your email because the people have clocked on to the...
Show your passport at the door sort of thing.
So yeah, I'm going to go 6 out of 10 because TGI Fridays food is all right.
6 out of 10. Statman.
Well, I've heard Yaya Toure does like to go out.
Yeah.
There's been some rumours knocking around the streets of Manchester.
Really?
Yeah. Could be a bit of a banger.
I couldn't imagine him in Jimmy's.
No, you love Jimmy's.
Yeah, but that's full
they
of hipsters
you,
like
you.
Jimmy's. Hipsters are
Jimmy's,
like...
Jimmy's of Manchester, the Liverpool and York.
I can't take you seriously when you sat like that.
Tell me your rating.
Yeah, I think it could be a good night. I do. I think if Yaya gets in the mood, party mood.
Yeah.
Could be a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning
oh,
job.
Oh, wow.
You can't handle that.
Whoa. I'm thinking that would be about a 8.
Oh, an 8. Maybe. An 8. I like it. You got the calculator on the go here.
Yeah. I'm
going
to give him... I'm not really that arsed.
Would he be good companion for you tonight going out for drinks that me and Dave aren't invited to?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I don't know if he would. I'm going to give him a 5.
5?
Okay. Next it is, would he play any 5-a-side team? Statman, I'll start with you.
I think so. If he fancied it, do you know what I mean? Like if he really fancied it, he'd just dominate.
Yeah.
But then would he fancy it every single week?
So true.
He's got a little bit, you know, after his career, I don't know if he's got the commitment and the desire anymore. So I just think he'll be able to sort things out after the game. Like you'd have a right good party after the game. You know, you could meet lots of people and have a great time.
No, what's he on about?
He's losing. I'll tell you you've gone to. Right.
He's losing his head. Dave. He's losing his head. Just rank him.
Dave, what would you rank Yaya Toure?
5-a-side. I'm going to go for a 5 because you don't know what Yaya you're going to get.
A 5?
Yeah, because you don't know what Yaya you're going to get.
A 5 as well. I'll go with a 5 as well.
A 5!
I'm going to go for prime Yaya, which, you know, if we're looking back, we've got to do that. So I'm going to go for an 8 because
that's nice,
I think he could actually do every role and he'd be great in goal. Finally, how iconic has Yaya Toure been? I think this is the one that we've sort of refined a bit because... You know, we start from 10 normally and go back. Well, some of us do, depending on what day of the week it is. Joe?
Well, you know, when we do that thing, like, what has he won? He's sort of won it all in a way.
Yeah.
Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup. I mean, the individual honours aren't up there in terms of, like, the Ballon d'Or. But he has done he's been all right for the Ivory Coast. They haven't done much
but then
incredible
like, yeah,
on the world stage.
From a long way back.
8. 8 out of 10.
You, David?
This is a difficult one. Because he does actually hit a few metrics there. Has he won the Champions League?
Yes.
Yes. Has he won the Greek Football Cup?
Yes.
La Liga? Yes. Premier League? Yes. But I do think that, you know, they have done it. Ivory Coast did win the African Cup of Nations
in
2015. I just don't know. Obviously, with the Champions League side, he wasn't the main man. Stepped up in the final, played centre-half.
Yeah.
But he's not in the midfield. It's Busquets, it's Xavi, it's Iniesta.
Yeah.
It's not... a Man City side where Yaya Toure is the pinnacle, the hub, the go-to guy. So I think we've got to take off at least a point for that.
Yeah.
So we're on 8.
Right.
And I think that's fair. I think for City fans, 8 are big because of the first trophy.
Yeah.
But I think 8 is a fair score for Yaya Toure.
Yeah, putting down 8.
Yeah, I'll do.
I'm putting down 8 as well. And that gives him the grand total, 61.
61's all right.
Anyone above 60 is good. Dave, have you enjoyed talking about Yaya?
Yeah, it was in that period of time where I still really cared about football, so it hurt me. He hurt me dearly. That final, the FA Cup final, that was a real stab in the heart. So I imagine City fans listening to this, absolutely ecstatic.
Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. There we have it, Yaya Toure ranked. This episode is complete, and we've got to chat about one of the finest footballers of the 21st century. Santry, darling, I told you before. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Will Brazier. Thank you to Joe McGrath. Have you enjoyed it, Joe?
Loved it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much to Dave O'Brien. Have you enjoyed it?
Sorry, could I also take off a point for him not winning the Ukrainian First Division?
If you'd like to listen to another podcast, please search for the Football Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies, such as Steven Gerrard's My Autobiography. Where do they get those names? We'll see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
This year, Leaving Certificate students have new choices via the CAO. Whether you're going straight into the world of work or exploring routes to third level, further education and training and apprenticeships offer you flexible, hands-on learning opportunities. The future is full of possibilities. Whatever your ambition, further education and training and apprenticeships can help take you there. Your future is what you make it. Learn more at cao.ie/options. This is an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.